Shavua Tov Mevrach. This is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 1 of Nazir, Mishnayot 4 and 5 today. Yesterday we mentioned the Nazir Shimshon, Samson, and I had commented that I think that he had converted the Philistine woman and married her, so it would be sort of a family feud and infighting. And I saw the Radak in Chapter 13 of Shoftim, verse 4. He comments something akin to this. He says that effectively Shimshon would marry and be living amongst the Plishtim. So then when he fought with them, they would only try to take revenge on him himself, Shimshon himself, instead of taking revenge against the other Jewish people. For more information on Shimshon, consult not only the Mefarshim on Shoftim, but also the Gemara in Sota, page 9, Daf Tes. Parental discretion is advised there. But for today, let's be in Chapter 1 of Nazir, Mishnah Dalet. Harayni Nazir. Kisar Roshi. Someone says, behold, I will be a Nazir like the hair on my head. V'cha'afar aretz, or like the dirt on the ground. K'chol hayam, like the sand of the sea, the sand on the beach. Hareze Nazir Olam. He has become a permanent Nazir. U'migaleach echad l'shloshim yom. But he takes a haircut and restarts his Nazirut every 30 days. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he disagrees. He says, ein ze migaleach echad l'shloshim yom. This type of vow does not mean he restarts every 30 days. Ve'ezehu, so which is it, shemigalech echad shloshim yom, that does indeed restart every 30 days? That would be ha'omer, one says, hare alai, behold, I am obligated, nizirut, terms of nizirut. Now this here, it's plural. The original one was nazir, singular. Here it's nizirut, plural. That's important. Kisar roshi, like the hair on my head. Gafar aretz, like the dirt on the ground. Kahola yam, or like the sand on the sea. So Rebbe is really, the svara of Rebbe, his understanding here is someone says nazir, singular, even if he links that to the hair on his head or something that's very infinite, a large number, that doesn't mean he restarts every 30 days. That's just one big, long nizirut, and perhaps he can't even ever cut his hair like a Nazir Shimshon. Now, if he wanted to restart every 30 days, have a lot of different nizirut, he would have to say nizirut plural and then link it to this large numbered item. So on to Mishnah. Hey, what if he says, Hareini Nazir, behold, I will be a Nazir, milo habayit, like the fullness of the house, like as much as you could fit in this house, o milo kupa, or as much as you can fit into this basket. So we have to inspect him. We have to ask him, really, what his intention was when he said this. And if he says, Achat gadola nazarti, I meant one big nazirut, like it's a big deal, like as big as this house, as big as this basket. Then, nazir shloshim yom. Then he's a nazir, like the default. Remember, kodesh yihye, it's a gematria. 30 days is the default nazirut. He's just saying, this nazirut is like a big deal, like this big house. So my nazirut is a big deal to me. Vim Amar Stam Nazarti, and if he said, I just made a Nazirut, I didn't really know what I was doing, it's up to you guys, how do I interpret this? He doesn't really know what he was doing, so then the sages interpret this, well, he meant a house full of something, full of discrete items that we could count, theoretically. So Rowin Etzakupa, we look at this basket, or the house, Ki'ilu Himalaya Chardel, as if it's full of mustard seeds, which would be, you could fit a lot of them, even into a fairly medium-sized basket, you could fit thousands, hundreds of thousands of mustard seeds. V'nazir kol yamav, and effectively, he is a nazir for all of his days. He would be what we call a nazir olam. He would be able to take a haircut and restart when his hair is heavy every 12 months, but not more often than that. Again, as we mentioned by Nadarim, we don't play games with Nadarim and Nazirot. We do not make these today, and one would have to be very careful making Nadarim even in the old times. Yashar Kochachem, Zay Gesund.